Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside tables of children all over the world. I'm sort of like Santa Claus, being everywhere, visiting children everywhere, talking to children everywhere, and listening to all of their exciting adventures. Well, I was visiting a large group of children, and they were out on a camp out. And as they were out on this camp out, they wanted to have some exciting adventures. And they didn't know who was going to be the leader. They had no idea. There were 20 of them. There's Gertrude, there's Stefan, Irene, Christina, Herbert, Heinz, Anita, Doris, Rosalie, Silva, Lydia, Edith, Gregor, Jerome, Sabrina, Esther, John, B, Daniela, and Katrina. 20 wonderful young people, all set to have an adventure that to end all adventures. Well, it was an exciting evening, and they'd had a lot of fun. And they had done a lot of things. They'd climbed up mountainsides, and they'd looked at rivers, and they'd skipped stones across little ponds, and they just had the greatest time. And all of them were kind of dragging. And they gathered around the fire, built in a very wonderful fire pit. And they'd had their supper, and they were relaxing now. And none of the 20 could decide who was going to be the leader. And so they all just sat back and watched the fire crackle. And then a voice came out of nowhere and said, "Hi, you guys." And of course, all 20 sets of eyes looked in the direction of the voice. And there was a toad sitting on a giant rock. He had just jumped out of the pond, and he jumped up onto this rock, and he looked over at this group of 20 youngsters. And he says, "What are you guys doing out here in the woods in the middle of the night?" And Katrina said, "Well, we're having fun. We're playing. We're on a camp out." And the toad says, "Huh, what's a camp out?" And Katrina says, "Well, that's where you all go together and you play together and you walk together and you learn together. You just have a lot of fun together and you just sort of be like a wonderful crowd of happy people." "Well, I always thought camp outs were for a couple of people," Mr. Candle said. "Oh, no, no. Not for us. We're the Illuminati group, and we always go together." "The Illuminati group?" The frog was kind of perplexed. "What's the Illuminati group?" And Gertrude said, "The Illuminati group is a group who think about positive things all the time." "Oh," said the frog, "I like that idea. Who thought that up?" "Oh, I don't know. I guess we all thought it up." "Well, that's a neat idea. Think positive thoughts." "How you doing on thinking positive thoughts?" the frog asked. And Stefan said, "Well, we're doing pretty good. We've got some pretty good teachers. We got a lot of people here, a lot of kids here who been there, done that, and they are pretty strict with themselves about being positive. Irene and Christina, they really hold the line on being positive. And Herbert and Heinz, they are always seeking positive thoughts and positive ideas. And Anita and Doris and Rosalie, wow, what bright-eyed girls they are. Always looking for positive thoughts. And Sylvia, Lydia, Edith, wow, bright, positive girls, everyone. And Gregor and Jerome, and Sabrina and Esther, Man, you could never find more positive people than they are, because they're always saying some nice thing and some thoughtful thing. And John and B and Daniela and Katrina, that's me, we're always speaking positive things. Well, when did you start talking to Katrina? I thought I was talking to Stefan. Oh, Mr. Candle, you got to watch the segues here of switching from one person to another and one thought to another. Okay, okay. Now, what benefit are you going to get from being out here under the stars, sitting around this beautiful fire? You hardly notice me, Mr. Candle, here. I'm sitting on this candlestick here, and you hardly even see me with that bright, 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 bright fire. Oh, we see you, Mr. Candle. We know all about you, and we're very happy with you. Why are you happy with me? Well, Mr. Candle, you are our symbol of thinking positive thoughts. Whenever we want to think a positive thought, we just say, now how would Mr. Candle handle this? And we all know that you don't handle it at all. You have each one of us handle it. You don't tell us what to do, but you ask us, what would we do? How would we think about this situation or that? Well, you think you're pretty smart, don't you? Yes, Mr. Candle, we're pretty smart. You didn't train any dummies. Well, that's very true. That's very true. I've been with you guys all your lives, telling you stories about how wonderful the world is, how positive the world is, how beautiful everyone in the world is, how everyone in the world wants to think happy thoughts about each other. That's right, Mr. Candle. And that's what we believe. That's why we formed this group that we call the Illuminati here, because we're just a bunch of kids, but we're all illumined, and we're Illuminatis, and we're thinking beautiful, positive, wonderful thoughts. Well, you couldn't make a candle's heart any more happy than you're doing by saying those wonderful things, kids. I'm so thrilled with you and so pleased with you. But Mr. Candle, yes? It was Rosalie speaking up, and she says, Mr. Candle, will you come and speak to our group more often? Well, you just light me and I'm there. What do you mean it would light you and you're there? Well, all you have to do is light a candle and say, this is Mr. Candle, and then I am there. And I am there in all of my love and all of my caring. I'm there in all of my understanding and all of my joy. I'm there. You just light me, and I'm there. Gosh, Mr. Candle, does that mean that in every Catholic church where they have these votive candles and they're lighting them, you're there? That's you in the candle? That's right. And in every other church where they light candles of any kinds, that's you? That's right. And at every dinner table where people light candles for dinner, that's you. And the Jewish symbols for their candles, that's you? That's right. And wherever a light is lit, that's you, Mr. Candle? That's right. You're getting very, very into this thing. Now, Mr. Candle. Herbert wasn't going to take this sitting down. Mr. Candle, are you trying to indicate to us that you are every light that is turned on? Well, Herbert, you think you're pretty smart, don't you? Well, you've been teaching me. Yes, Herbert, every light that goes on anywhere in the world, or anywhere in the heart of any person, in the life of any person, any light that sparkles forth, whether it be the sun, the moon, the stars, a candle, a flashlight, an incandescent light, or whatever kind of light it may be, every time your computer is turned on, that's me. That's Mr. Candle. I am glowing forth with all the wisdom and all the love and all the knowledge, not limited in any way by the candle power of my candle or by the light that is seen, but infinite beyond all knowledge, infinite beyond all be. Oh, Mr. Candle, you have a lot to do. Yeah, you're right, Heinz, I do. I have a lot to do, but I love it very much. And then, of course, Anita had to giggle. Mr. Candle, are you in my special car I call Giggles? I drive my car. Anita, what are you doing driving a car? You're just a little kid. Well, I have toy cars too, you know. Well, excuse me, Anita. I see you today, tomorrow, and always, and I see you in all of your life. And when you're an adult, Anita, you're going to have a car called Giggles, and you're going to drive it all over New Zealand. New Zealand? How am I going to get to New Zealand? I live here in Switzerland. Well, you just watch, Anita. You'll see. And all the rest of you. You'll be doing a lot of traveling around, and you'll be looking at the world, and just remember one thing. Keep it positive at all times, just like we talked about. And when you keep it positive, you will be the happiest people ever you could imagine. Oh, Mr. Candle, is it that easy? Well, it's easy to say it. Now, the difficult part is to do it. To always keep your thoughts happy, always keep your thoughts positive, and always keep yourself unconditionally loving. Wow, Mr. Candle, that's great. Jerome was sitting there with his eyes aglow, and Sabrina was sort of looking at Jerome saying, don't I have the most wonderful brother? And Daniela was enjoying every minute of it because she knew she'd be listening very closely to how her world is evolving. Take your story of Mr. Candle and remember the 20 children playing. They were an Illuminati group. They were a positive thinking group. They were a loving group who always did beautiful things, thought beautiful things, and lived beautiful things. Uh-oh, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust there, and he's going to sprinkle it all over 20 wonderful children out here in the middle of the forest on the side of the mountain. Wow. All right, now slide down in your sleeping bags and sing out to your mommies and daddies wherever they may be. Mommy, Daddy, I love you. I surround you with my pure white light of love. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then to each other say, hi, you Illuminatis. I love you. Happy dreams. And slide yourself right underneath the top of your sleeping bag there and say, good night. And Mr. Sandman will sprinkle you with pixie dust and you'll have lovely, positive dreams about everything that's good and beautiful. And just remember, I'll be back again. But for now, I love you. I love you. I love you.